This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network for your Friday, April the 12th. I'm Dustin Huffman. This program brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. Well, the pork industry's been dealing with a lot of headwinds as we end the first third of 2024. While prices are going a little higher right now, consistency's been an issue. Markets have seen many radical shifts, many have not been good. However, uncertainty has not just been an issue in the marketplace. It's the only tip of the iceberg when we're looking at the uncertainty pork producers have faced across the country in recent years. We'll find out why they're cautiously optimistic, though, right after this.
The Iowa Soybean Association celebrates National Soy Foods this month in April. Did you know foods containing soy protein provide 9 essential amino acids and reduce the risk for heart disease? Foods made from soybeans such as edamame, tofu, and soy milk are packed with fiber, iron, and zinc. Create a healthy lifestyle while supporting Iowa farmers by consuming more soy-based foods. Brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soybean Checkoff, celebrating 60 years of moving the industry forward.
Recently, the National Pork Producers Council hosted a fly-in to Washington, D.C. for producers to come address lawmakers about the issues that are top of mind for them and their concerns regarding policy that affects their day-to-day production. National Pork Producers CEO Brian Humphrey says they're cautiously optimistic for the rest of 2024.
And I think there's some opportunity for optimism as we look at 2024. And part of that is with an increase in domestic consumption. The other part of it is with a reduced input cost. One of the things that's worth noting, though, for the American pork producer is that there are some fixed expenses. When we talk about interest, we talk about labor, we talk about capital improvements that are up almost 20%. And when you add that into the baseline of pork production, you have some significant challenges in being cost competitive. And so we look forward to a profitable year for our industry in 2024, recognizing the headwinds that we ran into in late 22 and all of 23.
National Pork Producers Council President Lori Stevemer is a Minnesota producer, and she talks about the topics they brought to lawmakers.
I think there are, as we alluded to, a number of issues. I mean, with Prop 12 still on individuals' minds, I will say labor is becoming a big concern with a lot of our farms. It's probably the one topic that I'm starting to get more questions on, more comments from our farms, whether it's the TNs or H2As, but just really a concern about that ability for our farms to have labor long term.
Rob Brennerman is a Washington County, Iowa producer, and he said that the message to Congress was very clear. It shouldn't be this hard to get his labor needs met.
Washington County, Iowa is a very employed county. It's hard to get labor locally. With the TN program, something has changed in that program. It's not as easy to get TNs as we had. And so we need to address that issue because labor is a big deal to us. And when you look at Prop 12, for example, which we have a large Prop 12 farm, that definitely requires a little more labor. And it also requires a little more use of technology to help us to be more productive in that situation. The two go together because Prop 12 takes more labor also.
CEO Humphrey says that they want a strong bipartisan solution to these issues.
While there's some obviously things like the ETAC that are on the table, this really needs to be a bipartisan solution and to work through and recognize that there's some balance that we have to have here, and we understand that. But as we look forward, our goal and the direction that we have from our board and our producers is to ensure that there is not a patchwork of 50 different regulations from across the country, to ensure that we can provide stability to our producers to do what's right for their farms and for their animals and make sure that they can raise those animals in the best way that they know how on their farms. There's a lot of options that this could take. That's why we continue to meet with both the House and the Senate, with Republicans and Democrats, because we're trying to navigate and find a bipartisan solution as we move forward here.
For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.